Today's way number 28 is called making a fence for your things. It means learn how to protect what is important to you. An ancient proverb says, good fences make good neighbors. By fencing off your property from your neighbor, you prevent him from thinking he can take advantage of what's in your property and take from it or trample on it. But why should that be necessary? My neighbor should appreciate that it isn't productive behavior to take something from me. By putting up a fence, I am saying that I don't trust him to do the right thing. I am making it more difficult for him to come visit me and for me to visit him. When I need his help, he is less likely to be there for me. All that is true, but the world agrees that good fences make good neighbors. If my neighbor was the world's most holy rabbi, I wouldn't need that fence and would be better off without it. But if my neighbor is a normal person with the faults and confusions of normal people, it is only being realistic to put up a fence. This example helps us appreciate the deeper meaning of today's way, making a fence for your things. We all want to grow as people and accomplish our goals. Ideally, we should be able to do that simply by making a choice to go after what we believe in. That would be the quickest way. But to be successful in living, you need to be a hard-headed realist. Understand your limitations and plan your way to get around them. Where can we see how that works? On Yom Kippur, we are living on a higher level. By the end of Yom Kippur, our idealistic self has come up with some conclusions about how we are going to change, how next year will be different. But what happens immediately after Yom Kippur? We're no longer on that level of inspiration, so we forget. If we do remember what we decided, we put off doing anything about it. By next Yom Kippur, we are back in the same place. That has a long-range negative impact on us. Besides the fact that we don't grow the way we could, we lose confidence in our ability to change. The next Yom Kippur, you say to ourselves, it's better not to decide on any changes because we won't follow through on them anyway. But that isn't the way we should respond. A realist would say, I could have predicted in advance what would happen. Let me make a fence so that it won't happen again. In the Yom Kippur example, a fence would be to write down in a book immediately after Yom Kippur what you decided so you don't forget. And if you might file away the book and never look at it, set up in your diary a set time once a month that you look at the book again. And if you ignore even that, organize with a friend to remind you, or put it on your email calendar to constantly remind you. This principle of making a fence goes for all the many things in life you would like to do, but somehow never do. Would you like to go on a diet? It is obviously not going to work if you keep too much food in the refrigerator, so get rid of anything except essentials. If Shabbos comes every week and breaks your diet, make a plan in advance of what you will eat and won't eat on Shabbos. Do you want to spend within your budget? Make a decision to pay in cash instead of with a card. You won't be able to spend more than your limit. Do you want to quit smoking? Start with the decision to not buy cigarettes and only smoke what you can catch from your friends. The embarrassment will limit how much you smoke. Relationships are one area where realism requires fences. For married couples, a fence would be to check in every day with your spouse to see how he or she is doing. Married couples can get out of touch with each other and need rules to keep that from happening. Don't argue in front of your kids is a fence in raising your kids. Even though parents argue and get over it, kids can take their parents' arguments much more seriously than the parents do. The biggest mistake of humanity, according to Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto in Path of the Just, is not to think about what you are living for. We always find things to distract us. A fence to avoid that mistake is to take 5 minutes a day to ask yourself the question, or even once a week at a set time. Every human being wants to be great, but we put it off and put it off until it's too late. A fence would be to make a plan for yourself for how you could do more learning or how you could do more for the Jewish people. A fence to that fence would be to schedule when you are going to think about it and make a plan. And a fence to that fence would be to do it with a friend. The Almighty wants successful realists, not heroes. The rabbis say, who is a wise man? The one who sees what will happen in the future. Set your goals, see the problems for attaining them, and plan to avoid the problem. You may get there more slowly, but like the sign says, you will arrive alive.